Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen's pass. It is intercepted. Jumping right in front and stealing it is Echols. I believe he's going to be down. Third and goal. There they go, into the end zone with Warren and a Pittsburgh touchdown.
The numbers for the rushing in that first half, he's talking about. 9 carries, 33 yards. Rodgers
surrounded by Bosa, and the ball comes out, and Binford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and scored to start the second half.
Tomlin saying, we got to establish a running game in this half. Here's Rudolph's throw, and it's intercepted. By the way, it's Binford, who just had the touchdown, and now he's got an interception. Second and four. Cook. Another nice move. He's got a 100-yard game, and off he goes. Down to the 7-yard line. Allen's going to throw for it. No. Now he does. Back to the end zone. He's got Keon Coleman for the touchdown.
Third and goal from the 8.
Look inside.
Allen being pushed, and he's driven across for the touchdown. And for the 49th time in his career, he has a game in which he's thrown for a score and run for a score.
Gainwell, the running back. Gainwell gets the call. Gainwell is stacked up and even loses a yard on 4th and 2. And the Bills defense coming up with a big performance this afternoon. And this game is over. A thank you to you all.
Thank you. You guys have been incredible. Take a break for about 24 hours.
Rodgers and Allen, as Rodgers told us this week about Josh, he's in the superstardom stratosphere.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Takes one to know one when you look at his career.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Bob. Oh, boy.
Two words sum it up. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We had a giant football weekend on tap at Acrisure Stadium. Just a giant football weekend on tap. Pitt on Saturday, the Steelers on Sunday, college football playoff dreams on Saturday, first place in the AFC North all to themselves at stake on Sunday. And the cumulative final score, my dear friend Limits, if my math is correct, was 64-14. Bob, that had to have been one of the ugliest weekends in Pittsburgh football history, I would wager to say.
Yeah, not just because of the losses, but how they all lost. Never game. Both those games were, I thought, just had no energy from the beginning. The Steelers somehow were scoreless after one, led at halftime, which is a recurring theme. And then
they've led in every game. There's four teams that have led in every game this season. They're one of them.
They're one of them. But also at halftime, when normally when you lead at halftime, something good happens. In this case, they just can't even get out of their own way. What happened in the third quarter is ridiculous. And while Aaron Rodgers seemed to downplay the halftime adjustment theory, that it doesn't really matter, I disagree with that because the other teams who have adjusted have made a complete difference in how they handled the Steelers in the third quarter especially.
So, and Limits, I trust that you're well today. You have your Steelers garb on. You're a loyal fan.
Oh, I was there. I was there yesterday, fellas. Well, and, man, the energy in that building, it was very mute, especially when Renegade came on. I'll tell you that.
Man, it didn't sound mute. It sounded ugly. And I'm going to ask you more about that, Limits, coming up. Because, as always, my job, our job, where to begin. And writing my column yesterday and coming in here today, that's a difficult question. Where the heck do you begin with this disaster? And here's what I got for you, Bob. We could go with they still don't have a franchise quarterback. To me, that's kind of the biggest story. There's none here. There's none on the horizon. And that's troublesome. The Patriots have one, and that's why when the Steelers beat them, I came on the air that day and said, I don't care. I'd rather be the Patriots. Look at their guy compared to the Steelers guys. But it's really not that. Is it the head coach? It kind of always is. Yes. Is it the $170 million defense? Yeah, that's his baby. But the story to me coming in here is the citizens turning. There was a distinct sort of turn in attitude, turn in behavior in the crowd when you're booing Renegade. I mean, that's like booing Santa Claus. And then out came the Fire Tomlin chants. And I think that's where we have to begin today, is what happened in the crowd and where you people are today. At 412-928-9370. And my take on that is I had never been a Fire Tomlin guy until after last season. And then I thought they'd hit bottom. I think they did against their arch rival in the playoffs. When you had Kirk Herbstreit going on there saying it looked like they're quitting out there and they gave up 300 yards rushing, it just felt like a natural ending. And then the Bears called about Tomlin. It felt like there was an opportunity. But it's really not about him either. It's about his boss. And I think if I were sitting in that crowd, rather than a Fire Tomlin chant, whether we believe that needs to happen or not, I'd be more inclined for the good old sell the team chant aimed at Art Nutting II. I would go for that, Bob. And yes, that was intentional. Art Nutting II. He's got a salary cap to work under. He's got a distinct advantage on the baseball team. And look at where this franchise is at the moment. Could they rebound this season? Of course they could. That would be classically on brand to go 9-8. I mean, have you seen the Ravens? They're not in any better shape than the Steelers. They could easily split with them, still win the division at 9-8, get hammered in a playoff game, talk about being above the mean and bring it all back next year, or at least Tomlin back next year. If you're mad at Tomlin, you should be madder at his boss. That's my take to begin the day, Bob. You?
Well, I think it goes everywhere to the entire organization just because they had a choice in this. I told you last year, Joe, at the end of last season, as much as I've been telling about how I like players playing to be motivated for money, I still believe that's true of coaches too. And they had a chance to just let this thing go and not extend if they choose to do that and just see where it is at the end of this year. They didn't do that. So now there's this extension in place. But I think, you know, I look back at the beginning of the season and said, okay, what are they trying to do here with all these veterans they're bringing in? And quite frankly, it was a Band-Aid approach. I think we all knew that to some degree, but you're thinking, okay, you bring in a guy like Jalen Ramsey, you expect what Jalen Ramsey could do. That was maybe a good 3 years ago. I don't think he's been all that good, despite what they say. Darius Slay was a waste of $10 million. They did that thinking they could capture Darius Slay of old. Well, he's too old. And that seems to be a current problem here, that instead of trying to just fix the problem with better drafting, better moves. They tried to cover them with Band-Aids. They're now being shredded off, and they're left with what they're left with. Now, the whole part about this is really funny to me is they're still in first place, technically. I have no, to me, they're not in first place.
Technically, they're in second place.
Right, because of the conference tiebreakers, I know. But I don't know how you change what we've seen. The rest of this season, how do you change what you see? You have the same players. Mike Tomlin talked yesterday about making change. Everything is on the table. He said, well, what does that exactly mean? Where can they go with players? They don't have any new players to put in anywhere, do they? Does that mean change assistant coaches? They did that midseason a few years ago with Matt Canada. Did it make a difference? It did, temporarily, yes. Then they hired Arthur Smith, and that doesn't seem to be going well. So I don't know where they start with change for now. They still have a season to play. Where do the changes occur?
Well, there's only one place left to change, and it's up to the guy I just referenced to make that change, and he seems asleep at the wheel and afraid to do it. So again, for me, if you're in that crowd, I get the chant. You know, it does feel kind of ugly. It just feels sad. You know what I mean? It felt sad at the end of that game. But again, if you're mad at Mike Tomlin, you by definition, by extension, have to be madder at the guy that brought him back this season and that refuses to make the change when he's threatening to do, oh, we got to start winning playoff games. Everybody around here is upset. Well, what are you going to do about it? And if you're a fan, you were in the stands limits. When did the worm turn, so to speak? After the Rodgers fumble, after they were stopped on fourth down and Renegade played? Tell us about your experience in that crowd.
So I personally did not hear the fire Tomlin chants from where I was. Now, I was receiving texts from people that said that it was going on. It was more so on where the press box side is, with the right behind the Steeler bench. I was on the Buffalo side, right in the end zone. I think everything changed on the scoop and score because people were starting to come back to their seats from the end of halftime. The Avalanche kicked in with Renegade because you go for it on fourth down, you don't get it, and you immediately see that screen do what it does as it goes to a little pan of the field from the high end zone camera, and it starts to fade out. And it was the quickest this thing has ever faded out before. Usually they build up some suspense. It was quick, man. And immediately, as soon as you started to hear Renegade played, one of the loudest boos I've ever heard. One of the loudest I've ever heard. Louder than Fire Canada chants.
Yeah.
It was deafening how loud the boos were.
I don't think this is the result of just one game, though.
No.
There have been games like this before.
No, it's the result of 9 years.
Right. I think that's the boiling point that people have come to push the button here on that. And never heard it before. There have been a lot of complaints. I mean, people always complain on social media about different things, and they're fine. There are criticisms that should be thrown at everyone there.
Yeah.
But I think that's the result of years of just being frustrated with the same stuff.
The same stuff. And a couple things stand out. One is the quarterback situation. And the other is just the Steelers' sort of reputation, their dynamic, their history, what they take pride in, Steeler DNA. And I think what happened yesterday and how this has devolved over time was manifested, I thought, shockingly in Cam Hayward after the game. And I've been watching football for a long time, as so many of you listening have, as you guys have, even Limits, and he's only 11, Bob. He's been watching for 9 years.
He's got a lot in that 11-year-old body of his.
I was able to process pretty well, Bob, at 2 years old, apparently.
You tell me if you've ever heard a defensive lineman, let alone a defensive lineman on the big, bad Steelers, complaining that the quarterback hurt me. Have you ever heard this before?
Being kneed in my stomach, and then, just jawing back and forth, and then, ticked off the entire game because as a quarterback, they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You're saying he kneed you? Or
yes,
someone else?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did he cross the line throughout the game, or was it that one incident?
That was that one incident.
Was that on purpose by him?
Yes. He even said after, I had to do something to get you off me.
Oh, my God. That's a defensive lineman complaining about the quarterback roughing him up. What's next? Somebody next week going to complain about an opposing coordinator getting into it with them, Bob? I have never heard that in all my years of football. A defensive player complaining that the quarterback took a shot at me. How dare he? He hurt me. Have you?
No, normally that stuff, you know, it goes on in the bottom of piles. I still was trying to find out where that happened. I didn't see, going back over the tape, anything. That doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I didn't see it happen. But at the same time, I mean, that stuff that goes on those piles, it happens. And normally it's the defensive guys putting it to the offensive guys.
I would be mortified to say that out loud.
But I've never seen him that upset. And he carried that with him the whole game to the point where they took four penalties as a team after the whistle blow.
Yeah, the only time I noticed him in the game was when he was upset. But then again, that's more than I noticed TJ Watt for his $41 million. This defense is just a wreck. But the story, really, the overriding story here is, and Brian Bacco did a great story in the Post-Gazette on this, is this rock bottom? Like, I waited years and years because I never felt comfortable saying the Steelers should fire Mike Tomlin. I finally reached that point with the Ravens playoff game. It felt so obvious to me at that point. And now it's beyond obvious. And when people are chanting fire Tomlin, it couldn't be more obvious to me that he ain't the problem. He's not going to fire himself. It's the guy above him. It's the guy above him. So, Limits, were you chanting anything yesterday?
No, I try not to do any of that. You know, I don't think it's right of me and the job that we do to that. I know I'm there as a fan, but I don't feel good personally doing that. I don't fault people that do.
Who do they have next week?
The Steelers?
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yes. So are we afraid that Lamar Jackson's going to be kneeing our defensive linemen, Bob, or roughing them up physically? Is that part of the plan this week? Like, watch out for Lamar. He might try to block you or knee in the stomach. Don't let that happen. Can't get roughed up by the opposing quarterback. I can't believe that. I can't believe he said that. Can you?
No, I didn't expect to hear that. I expected to hear something else as a result of why he was so mad. I didn't expect that. But again, I didn't see that. I was trying to find tape of it happening. And if it did happen to me, it had to be at the bottom of a pile, which to me is, you know, what happens at bottoms of piles. Guys are moving around in there and things happen. So I don't know what to think of it other than they were upset. They should have been upset at themselves, not anyone else. There was no need to bring any of that. Even if you believe that, it's not necessary.
Wow. 412-928-9370 on display again for all the world to see. The Steelers, like TJ Watt accurately said, just getting their ass kicked in 1,000 different ways yesterday, just physically by a team that's not that physical. Certainly not defensively. That is an objectively bad Buffalo defense, and that's been on display almost every week. And the Steelers couldn't do anything offensively either, Bob. And Aaron Rodgers, when he got strip sacked on the first play of the third quarter, it looked like he was 110 years old, laying there with a broken arm and bleeding from the face and couldn't get up. And it was just like, oh my God. And he turns 42 tomorrow. So in football years, he is 110 years old, man. And he's looking like it. And then after the game, and this is all part of the story too, we had Aaron calling out the receivers. Did we not? Oh, Limitless Wonder.
Oh, we sure did, Joe, and it wasn't good for Johnny, especially.
You know, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker. John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's... You know, he's sick about that. But, I threw a ball I thought was going to get hit by the wind, and it was 4 yards over Roman. So,
Limits forgot to beat
I didn't realize that was in there. Whoever edited it did not take that out.
Yeah, I was surprised. I looked over there. But that's Aaron doing what Aaron has historically done. He's not afraid of throwing people under the bus to make a point, but then comes back and says, well, he's a professional. I understand. I don't mind that at all. I mean, there's certain, but he also said how bad he was. So he took accountability for the whole thing. Has come down. If you had to say one word, Joe, it would be accountability.
Yeah,
from top to bottom, it's accountability. And I think, you know, the chants that have begun, as I said, are just many years in the making. But I do believe if that stuff continues, I do think that ownership pays attention to it. And I also know, you know, they have a draft coming up here. You don't want this kind of stuff to linger, if it does, into that time of the year.
Right.
So with Matt Canada, it started the same way. There were chants for that. It took a long time. It spread
sure
all
did.
Over the place, and I think it finally resonated.
Steelers, by the way, had 166 yards of offense.
That's one of the low watermarks, period. I don't even think a Canada team had that much.
I was just going to say, I was going to ask you guys, did a Canada team ever have that low? No, they had 168 against the Titans. What you saw yesterday, not even Matt Canada put on the field. They had 108 yards passing. How many times did a Matt Canada team have less than 108 yards passing limits?
Wrong. Twice.
Wrong. Once.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The game that got him fired in Cleveland. Yeah. They had 77. This is rock bottom. And it also takes me full circle with Rodgers back to when he showed up. When did he show up? Mandatory minicamp. And people were like, oh my God, he's all those people who said there were going to be issues are so wrong. Look how nice he is. And he might be very nice, Bob. But my point back then was I didn't expect anything to happen in mini camp or training camp or when things were going well. Let's see what happens with this whole dynamic when things start to not go well. And that's when you see Rodgers at the beginning of that clip, by the way. In case he didn't catch that, he was asked how to increase production in the passing game. And he said, when there's film sessions, everyone show up, implying that people aren't showing up. When I check to a route, run the right route. This is the stuff that starts to bubble up. And this is part of Aaron's history, is not being afraid to call people out in public. And that doesn't always sit well with teammates. So wasn't it Cam yesterday who was asked about what he thought about Aaron's quotes, and he said, snapped off, ask Aaron. So, Bob, these are the things that happen when things start to get ugly, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's
and it's easy to say in mini camp.
It could be finger pointing, the beginning aspect of finger pointing, but if it gets worse, you'll see more of that.
I think you will. Yeah, so we've already now last week seen Patrick Queen and others, ex-NFL players, ex-Steelers, call out the scheme. And then yesterday, we're watching the Bills. We're watching Tony Romo diagram the fact that the Bills were running two running plays basically the whole game. Do you have the T.J. Watt quote from afterwards, Limits, where he said he's never seen anything like this where a team runs two plays the whole game and they can't stop
them? That was the one quote to me of doing all the post-game stuff that stuck out to me.
Not making plays, not enough. I mean, playmaking is what sets things off, and when you're not making plays, it sucks, and we need to find ways to be able to make plays. And I mean, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it tonight and have as much success as they had. I'm out of words for it.
We all are, and that is just, yet again, an unbelievable indictment. And I don't know if TJ meant it this way or not. I think he was taking player responsibility, but whether he knows it or not, it was an unbelievable indictment of the coaching staff. It really was, and we all know who runs the defense, who stopped.
But also, TJ Watt is going against a backup over there and didn't do anything the whole day. All those guys who were paid the big money didn't do much of anything in that game. But here's the number that you're talking about that will solidify your opinion about this run game and what they were doing is that James Cook, of his 133 yards, 60 of them came before there was contact.
Right.
How has that happened? Like 60 yards before he even is touched?
I meant to come on the air today and congratulate Keanu Benton on his one tackle, Bob. I don't want to let that go by. We all know who runs the defense, designed the defense, stocks the defense with personnel, and Art continues to let that happen. So again, if you're mad at the defense, at Tomlin, then you really should be madder at the guy who runs the entire operation. That's to me where my anger would start if I were a fan. And yeah, it's on the players too. There's no doubt about that. But who brought in the players? Like, you know, who gives TJ Watt? We still don't see him moving around. Every time I watch another star defensive player up front, edge rusher type, he's moved around for obvious reasons to get, although you're right, Bob, he was going against a rookie tackle who hadn't played tackle since college, right. I might add. He just tells the coaches, apparently, I don't want to do that. And the coaches say, okay, you don't have to do that. We won't do that. He's been invisible. But this begins at the very, very top. With who, Limits?
The owner.
Who is?
Art Nutting Jr.?
Art Nutting the second, yes. It begins with the owner. That's where it all begins. 412-928-9370. Bob, I think we should go to the people early here. You ready to do that?
I did that a lot yesterday.
I mean, because actually they're really the overriding story from yesterday is what happened in that stadium with booing Renegade, the Fire Tomlin chants, and the general unrest.
And there were a lot of Bills fans there, which
including
is also
my
something
sister,
you
Sheila.
But you don't see that as much as we've seen it lately.
Yeah.
Those are things that to me are stuff that people take to make attention to and say, wait a minute, when did this become a trend?
Yeah, of course. A lot of things over these 9 years have sort of crept up and it's all come to a head. I thought it did for good last year with that loss to the Ravens. It just felt like it a natural ending, but Art decided he'd run it back, and who knows, maybe they do go 9-8, win division, and get hammered in a playoff game, and then run it back again and again and again. I still think, if you ask me today, you ask me this question today, is there a better chance that Mike Tomlin will get fired or receive an extension after this season? I would still say extension.
But he just got an extension.
So what?
They're not going to do that.
There's still 2 years left on it, right?
That's a long time. Last year they had 1 year. That was their time to see what happens. Let it go and see what happens this year before you make a decision.
They've let it go before, or they've extended him before with 2 years. You ask me what there's a better chance of, extension or firing? I would say extension. I think. That's from Art's history.
I would say firing.
You think there's a better chance of that?
I do. Compared to there being 2 years left on the deal and what's going on right now, yeah.
Is there a better chance he gets fired this year or extended next year, no matter what happens?
That's a different question, and I think probably extended next year is the answer.
412-928-9370, off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township, and the text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It feels bad. Like, it feels, something just feels bad and sad right now, doesn't it, Bob?
Yes, and it's like they're both sides of the ball here, too. I mean, even on offense, you go through a game where you're number two, three, and top tight end have zero catches the whole game. I know it wasn't a great day to throw the football, but my goodness, combined, you know, Jonnu Smith, one catch, that was it. Freiermuth didn't even get targeted. How is that possible?
Amazing.
What kind of
on
game
a day
plan?
Like that? Amazing.
Just little passes, anything. So, I don't know. I did expect them to run a ball a lot, and they didn't. A lot. I mean, I thought Buffalo's defense showed you that they can be had in the run game. If I had asked myself before the game who would have over 200 yards rushing, I would have thought it would have been the Steelers against that run defense.
Me too.
And it wasn't.
One of the ugliest offensive performances and defensive. I mean, the Bills ran for 249 yards. They said at the end of the broadcast, that's the most a visiting team has had at Acrisure and the most against the Steelers by a visiting team in 50 years. That's why I don't know where to start with this. And yet we have an offense that had a worse performance total yards than any under Matt Canada. So where do you begin? Well, you got to begin above that. Coach, and then the guy who hires and keeps the coach. That's the story to me.
And who was the last team that came into Pittsburgh and ran as well as it did?
Who?
The Buffalo Bills with O.J. Simpson in 1975.
Yeah, the fact that we had to bring up O.J. Simpson's name in this whole conversation
Holy
is stunning
milk.
To me. But that game was, it was over 200. And
that was a 94-yard run down the sidelines where Chuck Knoll said it was the only time Jack Ham ever missed a tackle. That was the quote after the game. Anywho.
That's crazy.
Let's go. Let's hit the phone lines, Limits.
Joe, in my years doing this, this is the fastest the phone lines have ever lit up, like Malzy at a craft beer house. Bob in Millvale will start us off.
I've heard that before.
Thanks for taking my call, Joe. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Of what?
Of course, the problem starts with Rooney. And it's just, he just keeps enabling Tomlin. I think Khan's been horrible. These contracts he's signed, Freiermuth, Watt, all these guys. Watt is horrible. $41 million, and people complain about he gets double teamed. Of course you're going to double team him.
Yeah, a lot of Omar's lesser moves too, from the Allen Robinsons of the world to Patrick Peterson to the most glaring example now, Darius Slay. I mean, the day that happened, I remember saying on here, is it a good idea in a world where 22-year-olds are running 4.3s, not a lot of 30-something corners, Bob, are thriving in that world. You know what
no.
I mean?
And to give a $10 million on top of that was, I thought that was way too aggressive for a guy who's clear. If you watched him last year in Philadelphia, you can tell he wasn't the same Darius Slay.
Right.
And now he's a healthy scratch.
You
pay $10 million for a healthy scratch. And
Jalen Ramsey's in the same boat. He's another guy who, even though he found, I think, a better home at safety, he wasn't the cover corner he used to be. Why? Same reason. It's not a world that a lot of guys thrive in. 30-something corners in that league.
But that whole thing goes back to the Band-Aid thing. When you don't draft well in the secondary, and they haven't hit on many cornerbacks at all, you can even argue Joey Porter Jr. He made some nice tackles yesterday, saved what could have been even more yardage against
Cook.
Yeah,
he did.
But, I mean, he's not what you expect him to be. And so if you don't draft well, then you have to bring in free agents.
Well,
they haven't done that.
I know.
With that position specifically.
It's not good when you're not drafting well or bringing in the right free agents. And, of course, Omar failed to bring in another receiver.
But he had one here, and they didn't want to deal with him. And I keep going back to that. That would have solved one of
however
problems.
You want to define the failure, they still had a chance to go out and get a second guy.
Right.
They don't even have a first guy. The DK Metcalf signing is a failure. You want to blame Omar? You want to blame Mike? I always think that Omar is sort of the second, or in this case, third or fourth person to blame around here. But if you go by his job title, as general manager, which means accruing talent, he's failed miserably. We could go up and down the list. Pat Freiermuth, if they're not going to use him. DK Metcalf, no second receiver when he spent the last 2 years looking for one. And then he makes it a point to let the media know that he really tried hard to go out and get another receiver. I don't care. You see what Jacoby Myers did yesterday for Jacksonville?
Yeah, big day.
And we could go up and down that list. Patrick Queens, speaking of up and down, has been a very up and down player for them.
He's not been what I think most people expected when they signed him. And Jonnu Smith had 88 catches last year. What happened since he came here?
That's an Artie Smith signing.
Well,
right,
that's
there.
An Artie Smith signing. The whole design of the it's really archaic, is how it looks.
Yeah.
It's not explosive, and it has to be more explosive.
And the Steelers will feel vindicated if they somehow win this division. And it won't matter unless they get a playoff win. Like, of course they could still win the division. As I asked earlier, have you seen the Ravens? Bob, I wouldn't be surprised if Cincinnati ran the table and won the division. I really
That's
wouldn't
what
be.
I agree with you.
I think Cincinnati today, right now, is the best team in the AFC North. I do.
I wouldn't disagree with that. They were this way last year. They went 4-8. They won 5 in a row and just barely missed. With everything that happened at the beginning of this year with no Joe Burrow and what they've done defensively, now they've gotten better. Their last two games have been much better defensively, and I wonder, you know, now with Burrow back, is that a shot in the arm for them that they can take into Buffalo and win? And if they do, they have three very winnable games after that. So
does what happened yesterday at the stadium, and if they do in fact have a losing season, and of course Jim Nantz said, you know, you kind of have to talk about it. You have to bring it up. You have to be impressed with this 21-year non-losing streak. If all of that comes apart, does Art Nutting II, is he moved to action? I don't know. I tend to think not. 412-928-9370. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Bob, I hate to say it, but they seemed to wilt yesterday in that second half. That was sad to see.
It was sad. The third quarter especially was the worst third quarter I can ever remember, no matter who we're talking about. And the fact that they had a scoop and score, strip sack, boom, first play, threw an interception, next play, and then punt. So the three possessions were touchdown for Buffalo, interception, which led to more, and then a punt.
Yeah.
That's as bad as it gets.
Bob, they had as many yards as they had possessions. 3 in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was 118-3. It was ridiculous.
And the team captain, the defensive captain, came out and raged against physical abuse from the opposing team's quarterback. That's the one that's emblematic of this whole thing to me. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The crowd can do what they want. We have a job to do, and we can do it well enough.
My sense is that the frustrations boiling over with Watt and Hayward, they're starting to take a long look, maybe. Maybe it's finally dawning on them, in TJ's case, that he may never win a playoff game his entire NFL career, much like the great Dick Butkus. And for Cam, he's been part of one playoff win a long, long time ago. I believe it was the Cincy game that Pac-Man Jones and Vontaze Burfict and who fumbled the ball for the Bengals late? Jeremy Hill, was it? Is that his name? They handed the Steelers a playoff win, and that's the only one of Cam's entire career. And I think the realization is that this is getting worse and not better. And I think frustrations are boiling over.
Yeah.
Would it surprise me if they beat the Ravens? Of course not. We all watched the game the other night. The Ravens stink. The Bills stink, by the way. And that'll be borne out this week when they play Cincinnati. That's a really bad defense.
And this is, when you say the Bills stink, you're right. They have not been good. But just think of how much they've made the Steelers stink even more.
Yeah.
When you think of the fact they had three offensive linemen, two starting tackles out. They just came off a performance where they got Josh Allen nearly killed and eight sacks and 15 quarterback pressures.
I think their best weapon was out. Dalton Kincaid's
out. Yeah. Palmer's out. They had two receivers out. They had everyone out. And yet,
they ran two plays.
They dictated everything to the Steelers. That should just never have happened.
They ran two plays. And then, you know, they do have the guy or a guy at quarterback, and he made a couple great plays near the goal line. And you look at the playoff field in the AFC, and you see New England with Drake May. You see the Chargers with Justin Herbert. You see the Bills still in there with Josh Allen. Denver with Bo Nix. I'm a Bo Nix guy. He's sort of up and down. I'll acknowledge that. And then you see the Steelers in ninth place, Bob. And the Chiefs are in 10th. That can't be a good feeling. The surging Texans are ahead of the Steelers now. I think the best route here, maybe the only route, is to obviously win the division. You agree?
That's the only route. Yeah, nothing else can get you there. I'm sorry. This is just, the fact that Jacksonville's playing well, they're moving up. Even the Colts, they're falling apart a little bit, but I still think they're better. So, yeah, I think if they can win the division, that's the only way. No matter who it is, there won't be a wild card from that division. There shouldn't be.
The Steelers either start fast over them, I'm talking the last 8 years, nine now, going on a full nine. They either seem to start fast and then crumble, or they start poorly and then get it together and, you know, have their ebbs and flows like a couple years ago when it looked like things were done when they lost back-to-back at home to Arizona and New England. And who comes in but Rudolph to save Christmas, and they saved that season and they saved the non-losing streak. Is this the year that it finally doesn't happen? Are the Steelers going to have a winning record, Bob, or at least a non-losing record?
I think this will probably be the year. The way they've played, the last two games especially, giving up big chunks defensively, they don't seem to have answers there. I'm not sure how they change it. The only thing that will save them is they're going to play a couple of teams that are just as flawed, and the Ravens are one of them. Who knows? And they have them twice.
They have four games left with teams just as flawed. The Ravens
so,
twice.
So, I mean, it could go,
Miami,
could go the other way.
Cleveland.
They don't look like a playoff team at all. So as much as you can tell, you know, they're in first place, sure they are. But it's more of an indictment of anything else in that division. It's just not a good division.
Yeah, they're in second place. And they're ninth.
Breakers.
They're ninth in the AFC. Ninth. And by the way.
And if they win next week, they'll be fourth.
Yes, and they're only a game in the loss column ahead of Miami. Miami's now 5-7. The Steelers could very well go into that game tied in the loss column with Miami, for God's sakes.
They've won 3 in a row, and all of a sudden under Mike McDaniel, everybody thought he was going to be fired. They've resurrected their season a little bit.
They lose to the Ravens next week. Guess what? The Steelers might only be a game ahead of the Bengals. How about that, Bob?
Well, I look currently, they're 14th in the draft selection process.
Yeah.
So that can go the other way. It can go better or worse, depending on how they play.
Lead story on ESPN on their website, QB Rodgers calls out wide receivers after boo-worthy loss. A lot of people didn't think we'd see headlines like that when everything was so hunky-dory back in training camp and back in mini camp when the receivers were going to visit Aaron in California and they were knocking on his door in Latrobe and he was inviting them in for Q&A sessions. Everything was so wonderful then, Limits. Now we have people yelling, fire Tomlin. Do you have any audio of that?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Fire Tomlin!
Pathetic!
Fire Tomlin!
They seemed really like, fired up.
That sounded like your section.
It wasn't, actually.
Fire Tomlin!
Pathetic!
Fire Tomlin!
It's a video Crowley found of the fans being very restless. But this.
But it wasn't limits, in all honesty. You weren't there. It wasn't limited to like 10 people in one section.
Correct. It was multiple portions of the stadium.
Yeah, it also wasn't the entire stadium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Not yet, at least.
Right.
And then this was in my section. That's booing Renegade right there, Joe.
Now, there was a guy there. The guy there is the guy I always get near me on a plane who's coughing his lungs out. Can we hear that again, Limits?
We very well shall.
That guy. Bob, I inevitably get that guy every time I fly a plane. Right, either behind me or right ahead of me.
And I know
right
you. That really bothers you.
Yeah.
And do you ever take action?
Yeah, I'm like Josh Allen on Cam Hayward. I give a little knee to their seat. Only they don't go complaining to the media that the quarterback roughed him up for the... Oh, my God, I still can't believe that. I can't believe that happened. There was a complaint from a Pittsburgh Steeler defensive lineman, home of the Steel Curtain, home of Mean Joe Green, that the other quarterback roughed me up.
It's just sour grapes, especially after a touchdown. It really is.
Anyway... that second part, Bob, just feels that feels like chillingly sad. Renegade, the anthem here, just got booed and it was ugly in the home stadium and they were getting crushed by a team that isn't really that good and out
physical. Yeah, I think it was,
the whole thing is ugly,
isn't
it? You
got to read the room a little bit with those kinds of things. The temperature in that stadium was not.
Do you just not play it there?
You know, but I know there are certain people who come to games once in their lifetime and they want to get the full experience. Well, they got an experience they didn't expect maybe when they took their seats, but that's part of it, I suppose. But, you know, there's times when you just have to forego certain things because it's just, you know, it's the wrong time to do it. It wasn't like they were making a comeback. It wasn't like they really showed any life at all.
Yeah.
So it was played, I think, for that reason. Probably have new fans there who've never seen it, want to see it, and that's why they played it. I guess.
So we're going to have to talk going into this week's game the same way we talked going into last year's Ravens games. Is it hard to get fired up here? Is it the worst thing they could do is win type situation? Like, I feel like these are the conundrums that Steeler fans now find themselves in. Like, it's probably best just to lose out and have Will Howard playing quarterback by the end of the year. On the other hand, you know, there's something to playing for a division title, for God's sakes. They're playing for a division lead next week. Like, where do you sit as a fan with all this?
Just to get slapped in the playoffs once again and make that 73-0 run in the first quarter of playoff losses that you've had explode to 92-0?
Man.
That's what it feels like, Joe. I mean, does it not to you after watching that second half? 3 yards in the third quarter of total offense?
Right. But again, how do you think Baltimore fans feel right now? They got blown out on their home field by the Bengals, like physically destroyed, and they're just not right. Like, there's just, I would think, just as much talk right now and angst in Baltimore as there is here. And they've got a star quarterback.
I think he's still hurt. I think his performance indicates that he's still hurt.
I don't know. He looked like he was pretty spry last week. He was running around.
I still didn't
think awful.
That. But I do think they have the one thing that is the problem that Steelers are going to face, a run game that's a very healthy one. It still is. Derrick Henry and Mitchell, they complement each other well. How do you stop that, knowing that teams have just carved the Steelers up defensively in the run game?
I mean, the Bengals did.
They're playing better defensively, like I said. But next week, I don't have a good feel for that game. How can you?
Go ask Baltimore fans how they feel.
I heard. I was listening to some of their stuff. They're in the same way. They went, everybody. It's just the NFL. It's turned into this league where, and I also think there's so many injuries. They want to expand this in, 18 games. And if I've heard down the road, even thought of 20 at some point.
Yeah.
Come on. You go to a game, you're seeing watered down performances by a lot of teams that don't have their star players or any players at times.
412-928-9370. Let's talk next specifically about the quarterback, what he had to say yesterday after the game, and how close are the Steelers to replacing Aaron Rodgers? And then you can start asking, with whom? Like, if Mason came in yesterday and led them on a touchdown drive, Bob, does he stay in? Don't answer that. I'm going to ask you at the top of the segment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.